McGraw-Hill Audio presents Winning Under Fire, Turn Stress into Success the U.S. Army Way, written by Dale Colley, read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1, Under Fire. The Vietnamese summer sun was blazing in the afternoon sky when the battalion commander said, "Grab your gear and report to the helipad. You're taking over Delta Company in 45 minutes. The outgoing commander will brief you on site." I'd been in the country for only 2 weeks when I climbed aboard that helicopter loaded with food, ammunition, and mail for this band of 140 young soldiers who had been deployed against the enemy for several months. By the time I stepped from the helicopter onto the dry rice paddy, only an hour of sunlight remained before sundown. As soon as we unloaded the supplies, my predecessor ran past us and jumped into the helicopter as it lifted off the ground. So much for the transition briefing I'd been promised. He was gone, and I was in charge. The company consisted of 3 infantry platoons, a mortar platoon, and the command group, 3 radio operators and me. Since the departing commander had left in such a hurry, one of the radio operators explained the plans to me. The infantry platoons were scheduled to set up ambushes in the surrounding valley, and the command group had plans to spend the night with the mortar platoon in an old French fort nearby. The plans appeared reasonable with some minor adjustments, and staying at the old fort seemed rather clever. It wasn't really a fort, but just a waist-high berm of dirt set up as a triangle. Nevertheless, it was a better alternative to digging foxholes on my first day of combat. Darkness was upon us.